for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective, all of those who are emotional welcomers, and that means you know how to regulate your nervous system, or you will learn how to be a functional adult in time, so you don't project any of low self-esteem, insecurity, maladaptive child behavior upon any other person on the face of this planet. You're not one of those mental health mantles or yoga mantle people. You're a spirituality person. Means that you live a life of meaning beyond the solo self. Yep, and connected. Means you know about how people, if they're biologically rude, they need a good therapist or get on a personal development journey. So that means you're not going to go around being a Cusco 5D collective. We're Pachas. We get to be Pacha. Patsha shakes a hand and knows how to speak direct communication. Okay, so we talked about that a couple days ago, or was it the other day? Life partnerships. And we talked about how to explore boring. I was using that as an example. So when you explore your feelings, usually there's a story. Nope, not necessarily. Not for the people who use the prefrontal cortex. It'll be, huh, there's something I don't like. That's why I'm bored. Oh, look, I'm bored because I have 24 hours and my biochemistry is in the bored emotional plane. This is a simplified version because I don't have trauma charges because I know how to work with my emotions because I'm a three-year-old who's a grown-up. Okay, so that's 5D here. Not, I don't want to do personal development. This is boring. Why do I have to always do this? Life sucks. Nope, none of that. So the people who do the 5D way, we love Christ, we love forgiving, we love love, we love to smile so much that without even knowing the Dalai Lama, we smile always. And when people come to you and say, why are you smiling? You learn how sometimes people are going to take offense and not understand that you're a happy person. Other times they're going to think you're depressed and pretending, and other times you really just don't give a shit as you grow older. I know I don't. I will give a shit when I think that I might be misunderstood because, you know, something happens and I'm like, oh shit, I wasn't supposed to laugh, but I laugh because I'm always happy. Do they know that I'm not laughing at them? Let me make sure that they know, hey, I'm not laughing at you or at what happened. I'm just a person who's happy all the time. Okay, so that's it. You get concerned when there are people you love that you know, oh shit, I might have come across as rude. Or if you're in a social circumstance, you also think, oh shit, was that too much? And then you let it go. That's what a grown-up does because we learn how not to stress over the little things. But to know that I'm always going to be an imperfect, flawed three-year-old, and even if somebody thinks that I'm too much, it's okay. I don't have to feel ashamed about it, and I won't. This is what a three-year-old knows inside my heart. I will double check at times, did I do too much? And then I'll say, yeah, well, if I did, it's okay. Did I smile too much? Well, if I did, it's okay. Why? Because the relationships we grow are the ones who allow us not to have to be in that place, right? And so we learn to hold ourselves like a grown-up and to say, hey, inner child of mine, it's all good. Don't worry about it. And that's practice makes perfect. And it's the heart that lets you know as you get older, emotionally, it's not a big deal. And you can thank your oversoul for all of this, by the way. The entire of your oversoul, soulmates, twin flames, you name it. Okay, so on that note, divine feminine, divine masculine. When you're balanced, it's because you're a whole functional adult human being. You have the ownership of your 0-1-year-old. You don't need to attach to another person. And you have the function of your 3-year-old. And you don't need to think of your 3-year-old in any way, shape, or form, except for as a beautifully flawed and perfect person who will have direct communication with people all the time, not just sometimes. And there's your Patsha. With the energies about, there's another expansion of light body that you all that are regular listeners will have noticed. The regular tuning in people. If you're new here, I'm going to break it down in a minute. And I want to also reiterate 5D Collective. We know that all human beings, 8 billion and growing, are special people. And that those who are in the human suffering love narrative by conscious choice, that they have a journey to their life that is of a energetic spectrum different than ours. It's not good or bad. They will learn how to distress, de-stress, whatever. No, I don't know if they'll learn how to get out of their survival mode, but they will keep watching movies like Hangover, Mean Girls, and living life with dysregulated, dysfunctional nervous systems and being in relationships that give them highs and lows. They want boxing gloves. They don't understand how life can be so simple and so beautiful when you explore from the inner world of you with thought and emotion, because that's what integration of the brain is, the quality of your thought and emotion. What is the quality of your thought and emotion? What is the quality of when you're dealing with uncertainty? So I can share with you, my lovely listeners, my quality is consistently lighter and lighter and lighter. Okay, now I noticed when 3D energy was leaving because my entire way of feeling was changing. But also I noticed there were consistent thoughts in specific ways that I was navigating, and I wondered, what are these thoughts? Why are you using these specific ways? You're going from one end to another end. And it wasn't a criticism, it was an exploration. This is what it means when you do the inner growth mindset. This is what it means when you're able to have a consistent, conscious presence with yourself in your brain, okay? This is dumbed down to the best of my ability, because there's nothing special about a lot of words that people use, because they don't know that they don't embody them. I noticed when I began to know how to embody, so embodiment for the divine feminine is when I can understand it conceptually from my divine masculine, that's my brain, the thinking, my words, but also I can feel it. I can feel it from my body. So when I can feel it in my bones, now I can feel the fullness of the word that I was using. And I will use an example as an online marketer. When I began doing online marketing, I embellished my CV like everybody had told me to do, because with my bachelor's and my master's, I was an optimal candidate already. With the desire and enjoyment of creativity, I had already began writing and doing freelancing. Okay, so long story short, I used words in the CV that I knew nothing about. So when you use words that you know nothing about from your heart, it'll feel like a flat piece of paper. And I describe feelings because all people can understand sensations. Even if you don't have an intimate relationship with yourself, you'll understand what I'm describing to something, because you can visualize it, but also test it out, like a flavor, right? If I describe to you a strawberry, it's tart. Sometimes it's sweet, even though actually that's a hard one to describe. The strawberry is tart, but then again, it can be sweet if it's the right type of strawberry, which is really juicy. And it's not a cranberry, but see that I'm going to have to try that one out some other time. I like pears. So pears are easy. They're grainy. Some people don't like it. I love a pear. It's juicy. You can't describe though. See, I like to play this game with myself, even though I haven't tried in a long time. But if I think, is there a word that I could use to describe the flavor of a pear? No, I can't think of one. I can think of describing the consistency, right? The texture of it. But if you ask me, what does pear taste like? I don't have a word for it. I would only be able to use the word pear until I tried hard enough, which I could if I wanted to, but I'm not going to do it for our channel guidance. My point is that when I describe to you the feelings next to a word, it's because I know that you can have the capacity to follow what I'm speaking, because your brain is thinking and feeling. Even if you don't have a relationship with your inner child the way I do, you will still be able to understand conceptually. Now, the part about being attachment trauma-informed is what gives me the capacity to share with people who are serious about personal development, self-help, and to become their self. This is the only reason that today I can actually make tangible being yourself. The part, though, that I already knew when I even began with the inner growth mindset is that the only way for you to choose the path that I share with you is because you're motivated to be you. And guess what? Most people are not motivated. How dare you tell people to be yourself, Maria? Don't you know that they shouldn't? That's because they don't know that for me, being yourself is living a life with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. That's because I have healthy self-worth. Because I got lucky with secure attachment. I have a differentiated three-year-old self. And here's why attachment trauma helps me to help you, but helps me to explain to you why for me, smiling all the time is easy. And it's not just because of a Dalai Lama. No, it's because I have a ventral vagal nervous system, which is my mammalian heritage. That's why. So I can explain to you words. Does it make me happy to be able to improve it? No. No, because I'm not trying to prove shit. The teenagers try to prove their ego. This is what a person who doesn't understand when they're doing what they're doing, why they're doing it. When you're a person who's a divine feminine with your own divine masculine and you have a relationship to Akash, I have to call it Akash. I have a relationship to the relational field of consciousness. It always feels silly for me. Feels like I repeat myself to myself with you all, my lovely listeners. And it doesn't daunt my brain in a way of, oh my gosh, are you repeating yourself? No, it's because I keep on hearing, let me out, let me out. All these human beings who don't want to be their self and don't get attachment and trauma informed, that's why my brain is consistently in a space of thinking, it's so easy for me to be me, and it's so many people who don't want to be them, and they got all Peter Pans out there with Wendy's telling them not to be their self, telling them that self-love is a myth, telling them that goodness is a myth. Basically, these human beings who don't know that they have attachment wounds and ruptures and rejection, and whoever knows whatever's going on inside their body, going around telling human beings that everything about being yourself is wrong. And now that I'm attachment trauma informed, I just get to share with you all, no, they don't know what they're talking about. I can, but I know, again, the motivation to be yourself is not going to come from me. You're going to be the one who believes in you or not. So the equation is consistently the same, but the difference is I now know how to tell you, if you don't want to be yourself, you have shame. Not me. You have not healthy self-worth. You have the childhood in there that is wanting to break free, not me. So Elsa Journey people, they're on Elsa Journey because they don't reclaim their three-year-old. They just think they want a shiny star by having Claire's. That's where they're not divine feminines. In fact, they're divine masculines. They only think they're divine feminines because they have clairs and they think of them as magical powers, which they're not. When I hear people saying, we're superheroes of our own superhero journey, no, you don't get a special star for being a human. We're all humans. And you don't get a special star for getting the emotional work. It's called You Actually Learned How to Be a Decent Human Being in the book of A Person Over Here. Because that's what I get to explain to you. Does that sound boring? Sounds enlightening in my book. But I want to also let you know that there is a world of mysticism that is beautiful. Let the 5D live it. The 4D are just creating a bunch of very unnecessary stories right now. And I waited and waited and waited. Because see, when you're a person who does care about what you do, you want to make sure that you can share with most people how they can get to what you're talking about, which is the inner and outer well-being of you, by the way. For me, I support you on personal development. Okay, so online marketing is a beautiful profession, and that is definitely a skill set that I use with my lovely clients, the entrepreneurship kind that don't want to sound like a sales pitch, and I still love to use social media. And I'm a content creator with the IHP content. You all know this. So let's move into this lovely expansion of energy that's taking place for any one of you and every one of you. It's basically you getting a deep dive into your divine feminine and bringing it forth with your divine masculine. So nobody needs saving, FYI. The 4D is just, you know, going to do their thing. And what I was trying to get to about description. So when people use words that they don't understand, like the mental health mantle people and the yoga mantle people, they won't notice it until they, they won't. They're maladaptive children. They're creating a justification for their behavior of martyr superior, thinking they deserve a star for doing what is called being a human, and they don't even do it with spirituality in the forefront. Spirituality means that I live beyond the solo self. So it means that I can acknowledge, if you tell me you're a bitch, I don't like you, I can say I'm sorry. With healthy self-worth, I won't think twice about if I didn't do anything, I'll just know you have a chip on your shoulder. I'm going to leave it alone, apologize, and move on because that's what a decent human being knows how to do. Also, I won't waste my time with you because you're projecting some chip on your shoulder and didn't go get good therapy. So in the meantime, I'm going to let you go have fun with the drama queens and kings on Elsa's journey and 3D people because I'm interested in intellectually and emotionally mature people. Okay, so the 5D Collective, we're serious business because you can be yourself. You can get over the shame cycle. It's called reclaiming your inner child. There's sciences that proves it. I'm not trying to prove it. I wasn't trying to prove it when I even began. I just said I can help people to be their self and find inner and outer well-being. And I created a mindset based on my own research. This is all that happened, right? So now we just get to keep doing it. And my mystical clairs, I waited and waited because my channeled guidance has consistently been supporting people who are expanding, by the way. I already know that. And I'm not stopping or pausing or delaying anything. I'm actually exactly where I'm meant to be all the time, not just sometimes. So the ease with which you manifest is because of your relationship with I Am Presence and I Am Consciousness. And while 4D needs to live it like it's a superhero movie, that's because they are in what is called pseudo-aliveness. So they don't have the nervous system engaged in eustress. They don't have a nervous system that is engaged in always smiling. So when they get bored, they don't notice, wow, let me explore that emotion. And let me see, what is it that came up in life that is uncertain, unwanted, or so uncertainty, unwanted, unexpected, that I, as a three-year-old, will allow myself to accept, to detach from, and to explore, and to get to let the emotion be what it is, not make it a big deal, not make it a small deal, allow myself to know this is one moment of time, and that I get to savor this one moment of time. Okay, so for me, when I moved out of 3D, it was because of consistently noticing I can go from one extreme to the next, and that's your limbic system. And without any attachment trauma information and moving into the advanced place of the inner growth mindset, I said, I'm going to move into neutrality with duality, because I had also noticed that I was using positive and negative with emotions. And I said, but emotions are emotions. They're not positive or negative. They're emotions. They're part of the human experience. And here's where people who don't know how to work with their own embodied brain, they say, no, Maria, but you can't stop venting. You have to keep venting. You're a human. You're not Jesus. Well, Jesus was a human. You know that, right? Yeah, but you're not. Yeah, well, today I know Jesus was a restorative embodiment. Yes, I can be this. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. Thank you, Stephen Porges. Buddha, restorative embodiment. Thank you again to the sciences people who learned how to share with us because they did academic research and are continuing what our inner and outer well-being is made of as people. Okay, so you have two choices. You can go and be on Elsa's journey with the 4D, 3D, their conspiracy theories and all of those stories, or you can come on over to 5D, be yourself, be a human spirit, and no, let's have fun with 4D, because they have a lot of good information too, by the way. Oh, I have fun watching all of their material, especially when they start talking about us coming from Atlantis and stuff like that, because also, by the way, I come from the future. I already know that. I talked about it with my friends, my mystic friends, okay? So we don't take away from the fun and from what is our relationship with the sphere, for those of you who are people who have clairs, but we allow ourselves to know that, for example, it's important for a person that has child trauma to not engage in reflective practices in the absence of psych education. What do I mean? So what I mean is I'm attachment trauma informed and responsible with any type of personal development that I will ever do on a one-to-one to my group collective when we have our masterclass. I will not disregard if I notice a person and or more having what is called clinical dissociation in front of me. If you get into a bubble that is called the bubble of when you are offline, I'm going to make sure to mention this. That's because the therapists have informed me that my cue to when I need to call in the experts who are experts in brains and experts in the all of it better than I am, it's based on what I witness. And also the importance of your mental health is because your brain structure suffers when rigidity and chaos comes about. So what I know is that if you go offline, while you don't think anything of your pseudo-aliveness because you think it's the norm, and you feel that it's okay to have an out-of-body experience and you want to have your own, because there's all these people doing videos about being in it, I'm not going to be okay with that. I'm going to say we want somebody who can help us to make sure we're doing the right thing so that you can keep on expanding your window of tolerance, so that you can know what's going on. So it's more about having the people who have the expertise to know how to guide us if we need it, because this is the part of where your brain suffers when you are out of your window of tolerance. And so it's important, simply put, to notice this. Plus, I'm aware of dissociative identity disorder. So I'm aware of people who have had moments of time where there's fragmentation, meaning they've lost, they don't remember, and they don't take this seriously. They think that they're time jumping because they got 4D people talking about time jumps. I know that this means that you have had a very serious situation and that we want to have somebody that's an expert with us, alongside us, because it's important for me to let you know about your brain and for you to take your brain's health seriously. This is the part that some people don't want, but that's because they want to be on Elsa's journey, okay? And so people who go to therapists, for example, that's a different story. If you begin to go to an official good therapist, they will notice if they're experts and if they've updated their curriculum like I have with the ID. They will notice what they're dealing with and they will look to make sure that you keep coming. So they will not challenge what the maladaptive child will bring to the table, because people will typically go for therapy, not for the reasons of their childhood trauma. And this is a long, you know, again, I know I want to get to the channel guidance. This right now we're food for thought and a little bit of this and that. But it's important, again, for me to share because you're my community. And anyways, it's also important for in case you are people who support other people for you to understand that mysticism is not you healing a person from their trauma. They need to be self-aware. They need to be aware enough, and then you need to and want to have psych education to share with them, not to tell them what to do. You share with them information like I do all the time with people who to this day, they stay within toxic relationships. They come for guidance. They come for cards. They come for all of it. They don't come for their health. They don't care about their inner well-being. In fact, if you remotely try to mention, hey, what about therapists? Oh, are you telling me I'm fucked up? No, that's not what I said. I'm talking about your attachment system and how it's important. I find it hard to believe that, okay, you know what, whatever. Let me leave it alone. So that's where you leave it alone, because the therapists negotiate with people that go to therapy to have them stay, because the hell that is their body, it's emotions that are quite deep, quite scary, and quite overwhelming. But we share the psych education. So Reiki doesn't heal your maladaptive child behavior. It can clear your energy sphere, yes. And it can clear the trauma charges, yes. Of that I know, because I'm a Reiki master. I can clear you of all that is no longer needed from your aura, which is exactly what has been taking place, by the way. So let's get to this channel guidance in our last 30 minutes. And that's where, as I said, the expansion of your light body, there's been another expansion, because we recently had what was not only the new moon, a big solar flare. And yes, people's energy sphere gets cleared, whether it's with a Reiki master or just because events that are taking place out there in the lovely planet and in the infinite galaxy. Nothing provable. Obviously, you all know this already. That's why this is channeled guidance for those of you who are in the spirituality community with the aspect of ascension and energies. So on the external, nothing's changed. What can change is the fact that you have more room to pause and to have those thoughts and those feelings and to do what we were talking about, which I'm going to get back to. So why is boring coming up? Why am I flatlined right now? Okay, I'm flatlined emotionally because I'm unsatisfied with the people that I'm surrounded by. Okay, how can I work with that? Okay, who are the people that enrich my soul? Who are the people that close your eyes. Who do I want to be next to right now? Who do I want to speak to right now? Who do I want to hug? Who do I want at my side? These are not going to be hard. Now, we talked about lifetime partnerships, and I might share this one alongside it. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to decide because I have some content going on, as you have noticed, and changes. In fact, I might start to do less podcasts and to do specific days. I will let you know of the calendar if anything changes, but you all know I love coming here and sharing. However, what I might just have to do is let you know that if you see an episode not being online, it's because I didn't get to record it, okay? So that's just a side note as I keep on recalibrating and trying to see how to best allocate the content that I want to have coming forward for us. Go and follow YouTube, by the way, because YouTube is definitely having more of our lovely videos. And once we get to 1K, we will have potential mystic channeled guidance. It depends on what the community will want, because the 5D mystic community is different than the 4D, okay? Divine masculine, divine feminine, your divine masculine, divine feminine from within you are balanced, okay? So you have a clear visual within your inner child, the divine feminine in your body. You have a clear visual within your divine masculine, the mind, and you have enough space to where you understand, I want fulfillment from the depths of me. And this is why, again, the word boring came to mind. We explored it. And who enriches my being? And who is going to be people that are open to you and you to them, not people who don't have and want anything to do with you? So when people don't want or have anything to do with us, we will notice it, because they will not engage in consistent communication with us. That means that they're unavailable. If, on the other hand, you have somebody and or people who are consistently engaging, and that means they're the types that are getting clingy, you know how to recalibrate. And that's not by telling them go away. It's by allowing yourself to give them time frames of your availability. Okay, so time frames of availability is something we learn as we mature emotionally, mentally, and physically, and understand that people are busy and that they don't have all the time in the world. But like I was saying, if you are in a moment of, I want to wake up every day richer than yesterday, then the first thing that you are going to know makes a difference are the people that surround you. And the people, they don't have to be in your vicinity. The people that you talk to, the people that you can have a moment of time, a smell, right? So I can embrace you for a minute. I can see you smile for a minute. That enriches me. And that's because you're in my life and I'm in your life. This is very important. What people don't understand, we're the 5D collective. This is not people. This does not involve people who are longing for connection. Those people, they come to us with their longing. The love, desperate people, dependents, who don't have the, it's not the capacity, it's just that they want to do something with people. It's a choice, it's not for us to look into. Okay, so just know for the 5D collective, you're gonna have people who come on over like a child and they don't want to let go, and you're going to have that leg, right? You're going to walk with a limping leg, but it's a poor kid. You're not going to be mean to the kid. That's pacha. You're not going to kick some kid away because you don't want to share some love with them. Again, you learn how to say and give the time that you allocate. Nobody is a crab dragging you down the bucket. Now, there's a difference if they're trying to involve you in activities that you know you do not enjoy. Okay, why is it different? Because if you're coming for a hug and you're coming to share with me life, I'm appreciative, I'm grateful, and I know that we get to share a moment of love. That's something special to me. This is called love, attention, right? You come to try and have me do something that I actively know that will make me miserable inside. Now I'm going to think of what is in my best emotional, mental, physical interest. So I will share with you in however way I can. This does not satisfy me. I will not have pleasure in doing it. This is my alternative, okay? And that is called healthy self-worth, and those are healthy boundaries. It is called I come and meet you halfway because I still love you, so I want to spend time with you. I want you to know I am interested in our relationship, but that activity I don't want to do. So this gives us practice to be equanimous again and again and again. It's not easy, by the way. There's plenty of people that throughout the years I've learned how to say things and try to pay attention to saying it with a tone that is different. It doesn't have to be different, but that's why our relationships are how we get to moderate if we want. We don't have to. You know, we all stay, however, emotionally not charged necessarily, but when you get in your little three-year-old with a teenager attitude, you're going to be all like, uh-huh. Okay, so you'll notice if you're more equanimous, like a grown, wise sage who's more like a Dalai Lama, a Sadguru, okay? And so I'm just saying, using those words, restorative embodiment is what I should use. But those lovely individuals are sages. And so you can move into sage land. It is not a special gift. It is a potential and is a possibility. Not everybody is interested in having that type of, I think it's called demeanor, right? So within some people, they feel that adrenaline rush is more interesting. I'm going to say I beg to differ. I love to think and feel sage-like, this restorative embodiment-like, and the part that makes it possible is mentors with people that I love and think of immediately as I think of who do I want surrounding me. Am I going to get all of them? No, of course not, because not all of them have the same desire. So this is the part about secure connections versus secure attachment relationships. To build a secure attachment relationship means that you and another person will decide we want to live in the same home. We want to share half a home, whatever it is, right? We want to share 24 hours. We want to share 10 hours. So those are things, they're called logistics, I think. And that's where you will have the actual conversation. If there's no conversation, then you're building what is a secure connection. So your schedules might meet, they might not. And what I was trying to get to before is the people who long to have something consistent, those individuals right now with the energies about, the ones who are not expanding, they are upset and they're looking to fill that time with what has them being happy, which is a good thing. Now, the next step is if they are serious about wanting a partner, this is the part of where you get creative, but you also realize and understand that emotionally and mentally speaking, we have so many people out there who have unfinished business. Okay, that's why personal development is great to do. So is to know therapy, but it's not because you're going to be some person's therapist. No, you are not another person's therapist. That's actually exactly what, when we meet people like Patrick Tiahan online, you're not here to do that. It's a martyr superior. So you're here to express who you are, how you are, and to have a satisfying relationship with the other person as well. So you're here to respect each other as emotional, mental, and physical adults. And FYI, the community of IHP is here for building potshop-type relationships. So we don't tell people anything about what they should do, not do. It's if a person is in my life that I will address their mannerisms. Then if they are a life partner, I will address what we will be interested in addressing, which is first of all logistics. If logistics happens, then that's the next step of where you will be able to say this is not satisfactory. What I'm talking about right now is when it comes to the important equations of mental health. Okay, so we're going to touch upon that. I've been watching a number of videos, some on the narcissist, some on the borderline personality, some on, because there's borderline, and I forget which one's the other one. Daniel Siegel mentioned it. Because BPD can mean borderline or another one. But what I'm trying to get to is, independently from the words that I just used, if I am in a home and I'm living with someone and I begin to notice that there's a mood switch and more, I know the signs, first of all. But my point is that I will and would address it, not later, immediately. I would immediately address something that makes me concerned because, one, my nervous system would know, because our nervous system is going to calibrate to each other. So you would clearly be able to understand that off, switching off, and even the DID, like when alters come in and out. Okay, and so again, it's about conversation, communication, and a person who's, I'm attachment trauma informed, nobody is scary in my book, because that's not something that is true. When you learn about the different diagnoses, the individuals will know about something within them. They'll know something's off. So if they care about their well-being, then that means they'll be in good therapy. That means they'll be able to talk about it. And that means that they won't be ashamed if they get defensive about it. That's the minute of when that's not going to be okay. Okay, so the not going to be okay is because you know how to say no. I'm concerned about it. I have enough information, or anyways, I see red flags and signs. If you want to keep moving forward with the relationship, this is what we're going to do. And this is something that I'm sharing with my community, because you're here as a 5D potential or already here person. I will know always that direct communication will not be something people like. That's not why we're doing direct communication. You don't need to like what I'm saying. If I'm living with you and I notice any red flag, I'm going to say, we're taking care of that now. I'll come. I'll go get diagnosed. It ain't going to be left unsaid, and you're not going to be shamed. There's no shaming again. So anyone who doesn't want to do personal development, good mental health. So if you're deflecting, and I'm going to say this is not going to work. It's not negotiable. This is not negotiable. It's not about imposing your diagnosis, because you're not doing that. Hopefully I've made it clear. It's about you knowing, if I pick up in my gut a red flag of any type, I'm not going to be a person's therapist. I'm not going to ignore it. I'm going to address it. That's where I'm speaking to grown human beings. And in fact, while other people in my life too, they're like, isn't it too soon? No, I'm serious about lifetime partnership. It's not too soon to do anything. I'm not going to use my time in a way that is unsatisfactory to me or to another person. And I won't be in a space of being concerned for my own physical safety or mental safety. Whatever it is, I'm going to address it. There's no shame in it. This is how we can talk about things. I see also, by the way, a lot of headlines where they use the words toxic. And again, I don't appreciate them using those words, because they create stigma. We're trying to destigmatize. So let's create conversations. You create it with the people that are around you. And when you have friends, it's a whole different story. So see, here's where I have people I had to watch as they spiraled into what is a negative pattern. Because by being only a friend and not being a longtime friend, not having a group that supports, there's no body to do a group intervention. And the family members are nowhere to be found. So when you're solo and you're the only one who's noticing something and nobody else is going to say anything about it in a way that says, hey, you know what? We want to talk, because this is very important. Okay, so I'm just saying the ability to address this with a person and people is possible. I've always done it because I'm attachment trauma informed. So always since I've been attachment trauma informed the past 2+ years, and the people who ignore it, I still tell them when I see the signs. I tell them so that they can be aware, but I told them prior to becoming friends. I don't hide my truth from friends. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, how I see it. If you don't like it, you're going to have to tell me not to be your friend, but I won't lie to you ever, which means you're going to know exactly what I'm thinking and feeling in my brain. And I've kept that promise. And this is because the same people, though, have come with specific requests of support me, help me. Okay, I'll do that. I'll let you know when you're being a monster. And how does that sound? And they're not a monster in a way of being anything that is threatening. It's in a moody way, and a moody way that is not necessary, but they're not doing anything to fix it. Okay, so again, a lot of people out there with Pinocchio ears and tails from the island. And when it's friendship, you're limited. If it's family, you need your entire family. And having the capacity to do so, not with a Cusco attitude. So interventions are done when people are mature emotionally and mentally, and they're not taking a stand and saying, we think you're doing life wrong. No, that is a teenager. It's not a person who's a functional adult. I'm taking a stand because I care, we care, and we've noticed a pattern that is leading you down somewhere. We would like to help, and we have somebody here. The person and people don't like it, but whenever I've heard of these types of interventions, they've been successful. Now, not always. Why? Because the person needs to be motivated. So whenever there have been not successful interventions, what has happened? The person with the shame cycle, they move away. They tried to save them and they have nothing to do with them. And then that's it. And that is their choice. And you will not even begin to understand, well, some of you might, just how heartbreaking that is. And there is no real middle ground for that. So the best I can share with you all, and again, this is not something that you're necessarily facing, but these are important topics. What I can say is that in my personal life, 44 years, not that many, experiences that are extreme, but I will never abandon ship if I'm given the opportunity to be supportive to someone. And that's where I understand how shame works, because it's intuitive. It's somebody who's thinking they're not lovable. They're feeling not lovable. And so you can't pressure them to feel lovable, but by allowing them to know how much they mean to you, you might have enough room to say, hey, inner child, I'm a window. I'm always here. If you want to come on over, I'm here for you. And that is one thing that therapists have said can make a difference. Doesn't mean it makes a difference. And in fact, actually, here's something else. When people decide not to leave that door open, which has happened before, I don't even know how to explain this one, but part of me knows that it's a gift because they don't involve you. Part of me knows it's not a gift because you have somebody who gives up on themselves without even having tried. So thank goodness it's 2024. We have great mental health therapists out there, and I'm attachment trauma informed. So as a 5D mystic, what I wanted to particularly share with our channeled guidance, and I think I will share it with our lifetime partner on the same day, that way can just accompany it, is that lifetime partnerships is not about molding each other into anything except for you be you, I be me. And I'll let you know that you're unconditionally loved and that I am supportive and that I'm serious though. So I also won't make it seem like, oh, how wonderful. If you're miserable and poo-pooing life, I'm going to just tell you, make up your mind. What do you want to do? Because, life is short. Don't waste our time. We don't have to waste it. So there's, again, a way that you don't sugarcoat things, but also a way that you share with people that you care, and that comes from inside you. When you know that you're not superior or inferior, this is the most important thing, is tone, which is why 5D person Apacha, we don't lecture anyone. We are not perfect. We're imperfect and flawed, but if there's one thing we are 3-year-olds who love, and we just want to give you a hug and let you know that your ventrovagal nervous system is there, because we're a mammal, you're a mammal, and when we hug each other, you're going to feel that, and that's the minute of truth. That if you're open to your little 0-1-year-old and 3-year-old, you're going to be like, oh, I want more hugs from you. Come on, come, give me more hugs, give me more hugs. And if you grow up and become your adult inner child, which is what we want to do here at IHP, we want to get all the people who are here as inner children to get to hug other inner children. And then we have heaven in the body for the people who do the work, the emotional hard lifting, the ones who don't feel ashamed because they might have some diagnoses, and the ones of us who say to people who are still using movies to label these people, okay? The part about being able to, though, say in somebody's face, this is not okay, and we're not going to keep doing it this way. And again, I'm going to share the story of my friend who, he's borderline, and he got dumped from his fiancée, actually, as they were getting engaged, or they were engaged, and basically he was understanding. He said, I was really not well, and he said, I was scary. And I said, well, I wouldn't have left you. I would have said, we're going to therapy together. What do we need to do to fix this? And to fix something that, by the way, isn't broken, but to fix what's going on and to support you. That's the wrong word, because nobody is needing fixing. But for borderline, in this person's case, they are taking medicine and they're better now, and they got better. What I know is that the mental health community is still looking into a lot of the different types of mental health areas. And I feel very strongly that in time they will notice that as they take care of that lovely brain with yoga and the mindfulness and all that stuff, that they're going to be able to support people to not have what really stems from childhood neglect. The borderline personality, from what I've gathered so far, it's about the person having no body there. So it's like you're in a dark room because there's no nervous system. And we're mammals, as I was saying. So the hugging and engaging and clapping at you and seeing you, making sure you know that I'm here, it's important, but not just my physical presence. If I'm numb and if I'm depressed and if I'm a parent who's home and but I'm not online, you are a child who's in a dark room. Your darkness is complete, and there's like this inner child who doesn't even know it's. So long story short, we can support each other to work to get to better spots. We have the information, we have a lot. And for 5D mystics, this is something actually intuitive, by the way, about our oversoul, which is why we don't have sagas or drama with any of our twin flames or soulmates, none of that. We have people that we love and that we will consistently give a hand and say, I'm here, we're here, come on over. Again, if there's too clingy, that's reorganized because of time management. And if it's avoidant, it's left alone and they come in and out. Nobody enables anyone when you're a pacha, because we're not saying, sure, I'll pat you on the back and let you behave as you want. No, we're going to know how to speak to you and how to ensure that you interact and engage. And once again, for life partnerships, it's different if you're living with somebody versus if you're a life, in the sense of we share life, we share moments, we share, you know, this and that. And that's still something, but you cannot and will not be making certain types of interactions. Okay, so this is just not going to happen unless it's a group support system. And that I have noticed doesn't actually take place often with the grown-ups. You know, a lot of people think they're grown-ups, but they are people who are martyr superiors going around telling people with the words, here's what you are, here's what you are. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who allow each other to be in each other's lives and then to just talk about the conversations. So even the trauma, you don't go around imposing that everybody needs to learn about it. You just are able to enjoy, again, a diverse number of conversations. The people who are open to their inner child, they will get intrigued and curious, by the way, from their interest in their self and from their interest in building relationships, from their interest in, I'm beyond a solo self. So whether they know it or not, they're already part of spirituality, which is where those divine masculines who are open to their divine feminines are at. So they will consistently take the hand of a divine feminine because they want to go out and play. And they will be open to us. And that's the beautiful part. So more divine feminines, we get to go support people who want to get into that balanced state of inner and outer well-being. I look forward to being back with more. Have a great day.